We have in the parsha the mitzvah of ritziyah. I don't know, actually, it is a mitzvah, but it's certainly not something we always want to try to do, okay? Certain mitzvahs we started the first day of shir we had, right? God forbid the mitzvah of get, a person never wants to do, a situation where it has to be given, has to be given. So ritziyah is very similar. You have an eved ivri. What's an eved ivri? There are two types of eved ivri. An eved ivri that stole, has no money, pays and sells them. Then you have an eved ivri that sells himself. Two types of eved ivri. Okay. However, let's talk about the first one. At the end of the 6 years, he wants to stay on to be with his master. You must pierce his ear. The din of ritziyah. And the Gemara writes in Kiddushin, why? Because that ear that heard Har Sinai, at Har Sinai, that Hashem is the Eibishter, the Melech Machiav Lochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you want to choose for yourself another master, so your ear should be pierced. It's kind of like a punishment that you want to stay with having a human being as a master and not a HaKadosh Baruch Hu, a terrible thing. The truth of the matter is, if you think about it, why did they pierce the guy right away? Right? It says in the Torah, don't steal. You didn't listen, right? And you went ahead and stole. So why don't they pierce the guy right away? What'd you say? Okay, maybe we'll try to answer differently. Could be. But the truth of the matter is, you could have pierced him right away. Why did we wait 6 years? Okay. Oh, so there is a very, very phenomenal Rabbeinu Yoyim in the Shari Tshuva. Amazing. He says the following. He says, if you damage someone, God forbid blind someone, how much do you pay? The Gemara says, the worth of the eye. If you hurt someone's arm, and you, God forbid, the arm has to be amputated, you pay the worth of the arm. What's the din if you cause someone to become deaf mute? He can't hear anymore. The din is you must pay his whole worth of his body. Why? What's special? So the Rabbeinu Yonah says, because once you take away hearing from a guy, there's no way that he can hear any mussar, and he can't better himself. As Rav Mordechai Miller Zatzal writes, this is his phrase that he says, it's like a spiritual asphyxiation. He can't hear any mussar ever. How's he ever going to get better? He doesn't just have any mussar. Or, you know, chizuk. Or more Torah. Or anything. You know, just becoming a better person. You have totally severed that. You have cut that off. And once you do that, he has unbelievable luck. You can't repair that. Therefore, you got to pay his whole worth. That's the Noach notion of Shmiah. That's the notion of Shmiah. The importance of the ability to listen. And the truth is that the Chafetz Chaim writes, Hashem, it's based in the Gemara Ksubis, says that our ears, you know, have this little lobe here. Because the Gemara says in Ksubis, if you hear any nivel per lashon hara, you should be able to plug it up. Not just with your finger. But the ear itself is the base kibble. It makes you a receptacle. And the ear itself was built in a way that it can what close off negative things. Lashon hara, nivel peh. Because the shmiah is the utmost of importance. The notion of shmiah. There is a chiddush that the Bnei B'Seira, the Gemara writes in Psachim, the Bnei B'Seira asked Hillel, how are you zochah to be the Nasi? He says, because I didn't miss one day of shir. I always was listening to Shmaya V'Avtalyon. And the Bnei B'Seira were lazy. They didn't listen at all to Shmaya V'Avtalyon. The opposite, the antithesis of Shmias Ozen is the concept of Atzlus laziness. If you think about it, if you ever saw Rav Shepnishli, whoever he listens to always, he's very, very attentive. I try to do that no matter. I try to do that all the time. I don't know if I'm definitely not as successful. But whoever's speaking, you should sit there. You should try to be attentive. I'm not saying it's easy. But Lamaisa, what is very, very upsetting is that when you don't try to listen, you never know more words of Torah. No matter, someone always has what to teach you. Someone always has what to teach you. Even Achitofel was a Russian governor. David HaMelech called him his Rebbe because he taught him certain things. Right? Ezo Chacham Akloimim Mikol Odom Ben Zoymer. The ability to listen is a tremendous thing. It's the opposite of Atzlus. Why is it, if you think to yourself, if I think to myself, why don't we listen to certain things? Because you're lazy. I'm being lazy. I cannot focus. Why can't you focus? Because I'm not trying to. Because I'm being lazy. If you waken yourself and focus, you can do it. I'm not saying it's easy. But Shmius Ozen is the opposite of Atzlus. And he says, in the one day they didn't let him the mismanagement was a commercial in Yuma, he listened from the what? He listened from the top of the base medrash, right? The Gemara says in Yuma, the hills mechayev the anim. Ani goes to Shammai. The Eibishter says, why didn't you do mitzvahs? He said he had no money. The Eibishter says, look at Hillel. No one was poorer than him, and look what he did. Hillel's mechayev the anim. He was Shomei Ozen, who was always thirsty for listening more and more. We have this concept also. And Rav Golvich Zatzal, the Rosh Yeshiva Kiryat Biavna, pointed this out. He said, "Why is it? What do you do, Shmius? Oh, what do you do the piercing for at that moment? What do you do it for? Because he can't listen. There's no notion of listening when you're an Eved. Whether you listen or you don't listen, you got to do what you got to do. He's going to wake up 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever the master says. There's no purpose of listening." You're like a robot. You have to do whatever he says to do. It's like he's being machalal, his notion of Shmiya. For 6 years, he didn't have the privilege of hearing. And now he wants to lose it again. He could have chayrus and liberty and freedom and get the Shmiya. And he goes ahead and pierces it. It's a terrible thing. That's why maybe you wait, what? 6 years. Because this is a horrible thing. I mean, okay, he stole. Okay, no one's perfect. He did a terrible thing. To pierce his ear right away, every aveira then you do. You should what? You should pierce a guy's ear, right? He didn't listen to the Torah. Here, though, it's like he was mechalal the privilege of listening. Here, for 6 years, you didn't have the notion of listening. Okay? You understand what I mean by that? Obviously, you could take it the other extreme and say, of course, you're doing whatever. You're listening really good. You're doing it. That's not really listening. You're not internalizing, you're not making a decision based on what you heard. You're doing, acting like a robot. They say from the Chafetz Chaim, when he was at a Torah convention, he was in the way back, I guess it was so crowded, he couldn't hear the speaker, Lamaisa, but he had a sefer with him. He didn't open the sefer. They asked him, why didn't you open the sefer? He couldn't hear. Because he said he didn't want to take away that people should think that he wasn't trying to listen. The privilege of listening is a tremendous thing. Shmius Oizem. Rav Moshe, I heard from Rav Simon once. He heard it from Rav Willig Shlita. Rav Simon Shlita pointed out that many years ago, Rav Moshe came to speak in the library. I guess they dedicated one of the things in the library. Many, many years ago. And Rav Moshe said that non-Jews, there is Chochmah B'Goyim. We talked about that last week in Yisroel. 2 weeks ago. That's why Yisroel was in the first, last week. Right? That was the first part of the parsha. Yesh chomach chachma b'goyim v'ein Torah b'goyim. Rav Moshe said, what's the difference? Because in Torah it's magi dvarav liyakov. It's the give and take. It's the kashas, the answers that we have in Seder and Shir. The give and take you have with your kavrusas. You're working. Everyone was working hard in this taisis l'maisa. It's gavalt gazach. The give and take, shmiyah, there's no notion of that amongst the umos oil. They have the libraries. They have libraries. No notion of the give and take of the passing of the Messiah. That's what he wanted to say. That's the notion of Shmiyah. Shmiyah's Ozen is one of the 48 Kinyonim of Torah. And there is a Pasuk that says, amazing. This is very, very interesting. It's a big Musar Haskel to all of us. It says, Maser Asna, and I always say it paramount, I always speak to myself first. Maser Asna Mishmoa Torah, Tfilasa Toeva. Someone removes his ears from listening to Torah, his davening is an abomination. So the Reb Chaim Shmuel Levitz Atzal is Masbir. It means a guy who doesn't want to hear anyone else's Torah. Oh, you don't know what you're talking about. You know what I mean? You don't even listen. It's a terrible thing. What's the Mida Kenegan Mida? If you don't want to listen to someone else's Torah, then Hashem doesn't listen to your davening. Tfiloso Toeva. It's a very sharp, harsh language. Your tefillah is abomination. Toeva is used in Avodah Zarah in the Chumash. Very strong. So the Maisa, we always have to be open to be listening to other people's Torah. It has great impression on us. The Gemara writes in Sota. Gemara has an amazing Chiddush in Mesecha Sota. It says, do you know why we have all these machlaikasim? Okay, this is a pshat. Why do we have all these machlaikasim? He says, because there was a lack of listening properly. Right? There was a lack of listening properly. So we have a lot of different machlaikasim sometimes. Because people didn't listen properly. They weren't attentive. They weren't focusing. I once heard from Rav Zwei Shlita, you know, the Rav in Reshiva in Miami. What's the difference? And Rabbi Tatao Solomon says the same thing. What's the difference in Ben Sora Mora and Rishmoel? What's the difference of the Ben Sora Mora? He's Nidon Hashem Sofo. What does Nidon Hashem Sofo mean? The Gemara says, we project he's going to be a murderer, so we execute him right now. What is the famous din by Yishmael, Rashi quotes? How did Hashem judge Yishmael? Bashir hu sham, right now. What's the difference? Stir. Why by the Mitzorah Mora do you look to the future, and by Yishmael you don him what he is right now? What's the difference? The answer is this notion of Shmiah, listening. Did Yishmael listen? Did he listen? Yeah, he did tshuva. He married a woman that his mother told him to marry. He listened. He did tshuva. Does the Ben Sora Mora listen? He has lost the ability of Shmi. It's like the guy who's become a deaf mute. Spiritual asphyxiation can't get better. The guy's not willing to listen. If the guy's not willing to listen, then there's no hope. And therefore, we execute him. This speaks volumes about this koyach of shmiyah. Always willing to listen, listen. Shmiyah so'ezim. What was it about Yehoshua that he was zoichet to become the what? The manig of Klal Yisrael. Lo yamush mitocha ohel. He never stopped listening. Even if he wanted to shear other his own tired other people. He was always in the oil of Moshe Rabbeinu. Always. And that's what the Ponim Yofes says, the Haflah and the Pasuk. That's why Yehoshua Zohar to be the next Manig Yisrael. Because he was a Shomea, Shomea, Shomea. And therefore, I think all these components answer up the original Kasha. We don't give him piercing right away. If he waited 6 years as an Eved Ivri, and he still wants to be by the Alter, then we pierce him. Because he hasn't appreciated what Shmiyas Ozen is. And if you lose that ability of Shmiyah, then you're mamish like a what? You're mamish like a chayr. You have to pay his whole worth. It's an amazing thing. Sometimes it's hard. I know when I was your age, it's not so easy all the time to listen. Not easy at all, right? But the answer really is the older you get, you appreciate it much more. You can learn from many people. All experiences, even negative experiences, you always can clean from. It's listening and internalizing. That's what Shmiyah is all about. That's in essence what the Gemara says. Greater is a person that's mitzuvah v'osa than someone who does something voluntarily. Why? Why is that? So Tosfos says, because the second someone says, you do something, what's your first reaction? I'm not going to do it. But you conquer your Yetzirah and you do it. Hashem tells you to do it, you do it. You do it voluntarily, no kishkeferlich. Always can volunteer. That's the notion of being a shomeya. So just to close, we built up this whole thing about Shmiyah. It's very, very important. Very, very important. But the bottom line is, our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is what? It's Nasa V'Nishma. Nasa V'Nishma, you guys probably already know this, but I remember many years ago, somebody asked me, what parsha it's in? So I said, Yisroel. It's not. It's the next Yisroel, I thought, because the Kabbalah Sater. It's got to be in there somewhere. No, it's the next parsha, our parsha, Mishpatim. We have Shmi and we have Shmi, but regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu, first will be Naaseh. We don't need to be Shomer. You want to learn all Shas and all Tanakh, and then you'll do the what? And then you'll do do mitzvahs? It could take a whole lifetime, right? We do Nasa, and then we're Vinishmi. Nasa Vinishmi. So, at the same vein that we have the power of Shmias Ozen, but regarding us to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's Nasa Vinishmi. So, Bez Hashem, Hashem should give us the koyach to be able to excel in both areas. Shmias Ozen, and this notion of Nasa Vinishmi. Okay, we'll stop here. Everyone have a good Shabbos.